Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got to get to what Tommy Rees had to say today because it's interesting. Both Tommy Rees and Bubba Ventrone said things today, and I was like, wow, they sound more like head coaches than the damn head coach of the Cleveland Browns does. But we own that. Now, that being said, I saw this happen right before I shut down the computer to come in here. Mm-hmm. The amount of people that I saw, and I don't know if it's just that I clicked into one tweet and then that begat 75 other tweets because of how algorithms work. The amount of people that suggested not only are they not watching the Browns game this weekend, but that they are also hoping that the Browns lose made me feel really... I was super up because Grandpa's birthday, and my Grandpa's one of my great heroes. He's a great dude. And then I saw the, I'm not paying attention to this game this weekend, and I hope they lose.
I did not see the hope they lose thing from like that perspective. I did see it from the let's get the number one overall pick perspective, though. I've seen that every day since Sunday. But and I always think that's a way of people just kind of, I don't know, making themselves feel better about a loss in the moment. I really at the heart of it think that's all that is.
I think it's hope. I think it's really hard at 2-7 when you just lost to the Jets to feel hope. And for all things we can say about having the number one pick, the number two pick's nice. There's really only one draft pick that you can have, no matter if there's a quarterback in the draft or not, that you can just huff paint fumes off hope for that, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the number one pick.
Well, and even that, there's no guarantee of anything, and also it might take longer than not to go ahead and get that everything turned around.
What I thought was interesting about this is I saw a lot of people agreeing, but it wasn't about the number one pick.
Okay.
It was about I want them to sit in it. I want them to sit in their own filth, and I want them to feel the shame. Mm. I want to be very clear. They're not talking about the players. They're talking about Haslam. They're talking about Stefanski. They're talking about Barry. Yeah.
Nick, it's a very unlikable group. The whole collective. I don't know that I've seen the fan base this united against Kevin Stefanski the entire time that he's been there. But not only is Stefanski taken up above, I have not seen this much disdain for a collective group of people more so than this Browns regime ever. I mean, it's incredible to me.
You know what's funny about that, though? So individually, like Andrew Berry's a nice guy. If you have in the interstitial moments before and after interviews, I like Andrew. I like Kevin Stefanski. I've never met Jimmy Haslam, or at least I can't think of a time where we've actually been like, hi, I'm Nick Wilson. Candidly, I'm Jimmy. And then we talk for 15
that
minutes.
That would be great if you guys do. It's been and more, he goes that route.
It's been more, I think, in passing. And I'm even struggling kind of to recall that. But like, everybody tells me that Jimmy's a very charming guy. So there is the human beings who appear very, very, very likable and very accessible. But then there's some transfer. There's something that happens from that to football guys that you're right. Like, I don't root for Kevin Stefanski. I'm rooting for the Browns because that's my team.
Yeah.
But I'm not invested in these guys the way you think you would 6 years into this thing. And I'm certainly to a point where I don't want them to fail because all that's the pits. But I also can't say, man, I really hope they pull the nose up on this thing because it's like, well, what evidence do I have that this is, if they pull the nose up this year, get to five wins, that all of a sudden you're going to push that into something into 2026.
Well, it even goes down to, like, when we talk about quarterback selections, like, nobody thinks that if you get the number one overall pick that Andrew Berry could do this right. Mm-hmm. So the resounding thought is, all right, you get the quarterback, can they turn that quarterback into something? Well, we've had 12 quarterbacks now, and they haven't turned them into anything. And so I just think there's a lack of belief around the entire organization at this point, and that's turning into anger, which is festering into, I want them to sit in it, which is festering into why the conversations are the way that you're seeing them right now online.
We are so used to having in lost seasons, and that's at 2-7 coming off the Jets loss. The burden of proof is on them to show that this is not a lost season. I'm sure internally they're trying to fight against that narrative, right? But we're so used to in this situation being like, well, you got to start rooting for losses. I can't. I'm done with that. I'm rooting for a win on Sunday. And if they end up getting the number one pick or the number two pick, whatever it is, and there are two quarterbacks on the board, well, then I'll be happy with the end result. But in the moment, I can't root for losing because that's just no way to live your damn life. All this being said, the myriad of responses, the idea that it's not just I want to lose because we got to get the number one pick, ergo we got to get the quarterback, ergo that's the only way we're turning this around.
Good use of ergo.
I hope I'm not embarrassing Ken Carmen. Hopefully he doesn't use that tomorrow.
No! Nick Wilson! Oh,
I used a Nick Wilson word and everybody used gosh dang it, blang it! Now, that being said, that was out of pocket. I apologize to Ken. Not really.
I apologize for nothing.
Yeah. Now, all this being said, though, like, it's so interesting to see this early. Because, again, we're halfway through the season. Like, they... conceivably, if they pull the nose up on this, you could get to 6 wins, which 4-4 down the stretch would feel like a tremendous success if you're Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry. But the idea that Browns fans have reached spite, like, I want you to lose.
Yeah.
And I want their pound of flesh isn't just, well, this guy's no longer the organization. That's wild.
It comes from a good place, though, because obviously
I agree.
I think the fans want them to lose. They want them to sit in it. They want them to do all this, ultimately because they want the clean house. They want them to embarrass themselves so badly that when people like Ross come on, they have no defense of Kevin Stefanski. They want them to embarrass themselves so badly that it's not a conversation about should you get rid of the head coach at the end of the season. It just becomes, all right, fine. They've made peace with getting rid of him. We're just waiting and counting down the days. I think they just want to leave it not even close to up to interpretation or a question mark. I think they want it stamped down and solidified. We get brand new everything because that's the only way we're going to eventually win around here.
And I don't think it's just a rejection of Stefanski and Berry, because I think it's easy just to say, well, these 6 years haven't worked out the way you've hoped. 6 years is a long time. Like Dan Orlovsky said yesterday, I still think we got a good coach here in Kevin Stefanski. I just think it's maybe run its course. I don't think it's just that. I think it's a rejection of 10 years of their process. 10 years of hey, they're really doing things in an intelligent way. And hearing that in time and time again, I mean, even the way the normalizing of the worst quarterback play in the NFL. Hey, he's a young quarterback. We got what murder?
Think about it though. Bill Barnwell put out
an apology piece for Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, and it's I don't know if that was an apology piece.
Who linked that or who wrote that on behalf of Bill Barnwell?
No, he called him a backup quarterback by the end of that piece. I don't know that that was necessarily endorsement of Dylan Gabriel.
He painted those numbers in a very rosy way.
To ultimately end up with saying he's definitely a backup quarterback. But that's either
he didn't
here or
save
there.
The movie. The journey was the movie.
The point is, yourself, for instance, you have gone so far in like course correcting the idea that you don't want football or you want a football guy and you don't want any of these analytical people around you that you basically have decided you could put like a potato on a stick and hire them as a head coach if you thought he was a football guy. Like, and that's fine. I'm with you. Like, I agree with that. But that's how far we've gone. We'll take somebody with just absolute bird brains and mush for brains and be like, all right, is he a football guy? Because we're just so turned off by everything that is this regime right now, that we're going too far in the other direction, and that's fine. But that's why, I mean, people are angry. They don't want this to exist anymore. They wish this part of the Browns was dead.
216-474-0092 at Nick Wilson says at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We are live on YouTube as well, as we are every single day. Make sure to like the YouTube, the live stream today. Make sure to show up in the in the YouTube chat as well. They're eating up us taking shots at the morning boys and them taking shots back at us. Guys,
Nick Wilson.
I used multi-syllabic words. I did it again.
No.
They won't have me back in Jackson. I don't even know where from Canton he's from. I apologize for nothing. It's important. We set that tone.
I like that you whisper it, though. I apologize for nothing.
You know what? You're right. I should say it with my chest. I should say it with authority.
Say it with conviction.
Say it with your chest. I apologize for nothing. 216-474-0092. Have you started to root against the Browns in season here? I can't. I cannot succumb to misery, even if I know I'm likely to be disappointed on Sunday. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Bill Rabinowitz, a longtime Ohio State beat reporter at 3:20. He had an interesting statement on Ryan Day almost being done with Ohio State last year before the national championship. No, not in the way you're thinking. Pete Futek at 4:20 today, college football news with another big weekend in college football. And we got Cash. Love it!
Hate it.
Coming up at 6:30 today, as we do every single Thursday. I finally got it right. It's finally Thursday. I'm not confused what day of the week it is.
Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job.
216-474-0092. Have you found yourself turning on this Browns organization and proof the organization might be souring on Dylan Gabriel? No matter what they say, that's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I do want to get to some of the callers we have here. And again, yeah. It was something I noticed before the show. It actually, and I'm glad he tweeted at us. Roberto Shenanigans was replying to another Browns fan. And that was where I saw the initial tweet where it's like, not Roberto, but the initial tweet. I think it's 4Orange, I think is the name of the account. Apologies if I got
it wrong. Is that a Deshaun Watson supporter?
I don't think so. I just think because he's 4Orange.
Like F-O-R?
No. I think he's four.
The number
like,
four.
Yeah, like I'm for this thing.
Yeah, when you put the number four in there, you're Deshaun Watson.
Maybe he was 4Orange before Deshaun. Maybe he's just been riding out the whole Deshaun disaster. However, and basically it was okay. Not only am I not going to pay attention to the Browns on Sunday, but I'm rooting for them to fail. And the truth is, it's tough for me, and I said this in the beginning segment, it's tough for me to root against these guys, but it's tough for me to root for them because there's just, I don't relate with them or I don't relate to them. There have been so many things that have happened that have been head scratchers. And like, I can understand if Browns fans are bitter that you took a core in 2020 and then you never really got into like a championship window. You had 2 playoff appearances, 1 win, but you never became a credible threat. And if you had told somebody in 2020, hey, with Chubb, Baker, and Miles, and all the other talents you've had, you're not going to become anything close to a credible championship threat in the next 5 years. There's no other way to consider that but a massive loss. That said, I cannot root against this team. This is separate the art from the artist.
Sure.
I can separate Stefanski and Barry and Haslam over here. I root for the players. And I think that's like, there are still guys on this team. Wyatt Teller, Joe Batonio, Miles. For everything I've said about Miles.
Yeah,
Miles
Joku, Garrett, there's a lot of guys like this for sure.
And even young guys like Fannin Jr. Schlesinger is such a stud. Mason Graham. I can give you 15 names of guys that I am rooting for. And I just think like, I think the cynicism of I'll show you, I want you to fail, I understand it wholeheartedly. I can't do that anymore either. It's the same thing with why I can't embrace tanking anymore. I just can't. It sucks. It stinks. I don't want to live like that.
I've told you before, I embrace tanking when there is a number one quarterback that is for sure on the board. And again, even with that, it's not a guarantee it's going to work out. But if you got one of those type of guys, then all right, we could do the tank thing. Rooting for losses stinks. And this early in the season, it absolutely stinks. But I think the difference here is that We've known this organization with this group now for 6 years, and it's just worn people out to the point where they will gladly root for the future, and they will gladly root against Stefanski and against Barry to ensure that you get something that isn't Stefanski and Barry next year and beyond.
Now,
so I understand that. I get that.
The current people, and again, we're going to get to some calls here in just a moment, but the current people in charge, including head play caller Tommy Rees, have stuck defiantly by Dylan Gabriel in spite being either the 31st or 32nd ranked quarterback in pretty much every major metric so far this season. Well, Tommy Rees today, obviously one of the things that Ross Tucker said he didn't like from Dylan on Sunday was the two fourth down sacks that he took. Tommy Rees talked about the fourth and one play and what if anything you would have changed.
You talk about a play call you want back. You know, you start there. Had a lot of confidence in the call on third down that we'd pick up the first. Felt like we maybe lost a yard there. And, you know, look, in hindsight, you want to execute those situations. We made an aggressive play call. We didn't work out. They had a good call on defense, and we just didn't execute it at the end of the day. And, you know, those were more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ones as a play caller that you want to always put your guys in the right position. We were running it pretty good at that point on that drive. So certainly could have handled that differently and executed it differently. So we'll learn from it. I'll learn from it and get better on it.
Fourth and one. It did look like Tillman was open for a first down. Now, is the reason the play call failed because you put the rookie quarterback in position of having to make a play that was not the right time to do it?
Yeah, I should have run the ball. I don't want to get into the specifics of the play itself. You know, you can freeze almost any play, right, and say, hey, this guy's open. Great. I want to make sure I'm putting our players in the right spot. I made a call, an aggressive one. It didn't work, and we got to move on to the next.
Now, what's funny is...
That's awful.
What's funny is I think there are a lot of people saying, wow, he threw Dylan under the bus there by saying he should have called a different play. I actually took it the other way. I heard accountability. Because it is galactically stupid on multiple fourth and shorts that you drop your quarterback back when he's not a very good quarterback.
No, like it's
stupid. Both those situations, you put that guy in a position to fail.
It's stupid, but I heard it as in what was dumb about the whole ordeal is the play call, and I shouldn't have done that because basically I learned my lesson. In trusting Dillon Gabriel in a fourth and short, that's not something I ever should have done, and next time I will just be running the ball.
Well, but by the way, I think that's not – you shouldn't put a rookie quarterback in those situations, and you sure as hell shouldn't do it twice in one game.
I know, but that is wild he said it the way that he did.
Yeah, but again, like I don't hear it's a Dillon problem. I hear it's a me problem.
Oh no, I heard it's a both parties problem, but I heard it's the I'm going to be better and correct this because I can't possibly put him in that situation again because he's not going to be able to execute it and finish it off.
216-474-0092. Do you hear him maybe throw Dillon under the bus, or do you hear I asked all week for accountability. I got a coach on that staff to say something and then explain his reasoning that lines up with football logic in the second half of a game, which you should win when you're down. You shouldn't put a rookie quarterback, and certainly a bad one, in fourth and situations.
So the problem here is that there's an understanding that if you have Patrick Mahomes, for instance, you can make certain plays and you can do illogical football moves, right? And so I think what he's telling you there is that maybe he had a little bit too much confidence in Dillon Gabriel. I don't know where the confidence came from, but maybe he had too much confidence in Dillon to be able to execute and pull something off that Dillon was clearly not prepared for. And it's like, all right, I learned my lesson. I touched the stove. I got burned. I'm not going to do that one again.
Shouldn't touch the stove when it's hot. Everybody knows that. Let's go with Norm in Kent.
Norm!
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, so, you know, I had a moment here thinking about Haslam. He's the problem. You know, he's the problem. It's him, as Taylor would say. So, you know, it took 9 years to get rid of Di Podesta. But just think about, like, a guy like Kevin Stefanski, you know, he goes up through the ranks. I don't know what he did before Minnesota, but, you know, he worked hard to get where he was. And can you imagine him sitting in the draft room and you got some baseball guy telling him that we should do this, that, or the other thing? Wouldn't you just tell him to get the hell out of the room and go to the go across the street to help the Guardians? You know what I'm saying?
So the problem with that is, thank you for the call, buddy.
So there's one clear problem there, Nick, is that Di Podesta was one of the people spearheading for Stefanski to get the job.
Yeah, and also Kevin took the job knowing this was going to be the case.
Yeah, and so like it would be odd if then he turned around and was like, you know what, Di Podesta, the guy that vouched for me and the guy that basically is the reason why I got the job, I think you're an idiot.
Yeah, and I think what's tough is
that just doesn't happen.
I do think Haslam has made it harder to identify and evaluate like your GM and your head coach. I do. That doesn't mean that those guys aren't bad at their jobs. Mm-hmm. I think that's the tough thing here is it's like Jimmy is 100% the problem and is a huge problem. And he's a problem in a myriad of different ways. At the same point, Stefanski and Barry might also not be good at their jobs. Both things can be true. Little sports cliche there.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go with Jeremy in Sarasota, Florida. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How we doing?
Doing all right, buddy. What you got for us?
That's good. Hey, just a couple things. So I know yesterday Ken and Anthony, they were just talking about how you would be hearing if Shador, I guess, was doing better and stuff like that. So this is – I don't know. I know you guys have had this guest on the show before. So Garrett Bush, mm-hmm. you know, he does UCSS and stuff. And
Garrett to us, by the way, only because –
You might not know this.
You should know.
Garrett's a former coworker of
ours. We worked with Garrett for a long time.
We got a lot of Bush love.
I did pregame shows with Garrett for 6 years.
Oh, okay, yeah. So guys y'all know Garrett and everything. But this morning, and he's been saying it for a couple weeks now, he's had players blowing up his phone, he said, just saying how this Dillon Gabriel experiment or whatever it is, it has to come to an end. Like, these are words out of his mouth, and he's like, these aren't special teams players. These are legit players on the team that are reaching out to me, telling me this stuff. He said that this morning on the show, he said it the last couple of weeks. And then, too, as well, I'm not sure if you guys have heard of a guy named Brad Stainbrook.
Yeah, we know Brad, too.
Yeah, so this was – I subscribed to his, you know, I guess –
Hey, Jeremy, if you follow this up being like, I don't know if you know a person named Mary Kay Cabot, I might lose my mind on you, Jeremy.
Have you heard of this fella? He's a bigger guy. His name's Ken Carman. Carman.
Good radio host, you know, Andy Baskin. I don't know.
I don't live down there, so I don't know who knows, you know, stuff like that, right?
Real quick, we got about 30 seconds, buddy. What you got?
Yeah, no, so this was what he reported. So he said there's a growing disconnect in Berea on the best approach at quarterback. Some coaches want to see Shador get meaningful reps and start while some think Dylan is still the best option right now. One source in Berea told me there's no chance flat out that Dylan is the long-term answer. And then he said this week that they are absolutely discussing right now that there's discussion in the building whether the Browns should start Shador Sanders this week. Kevin Stefanski is still focused on developing Dylan Gabriel, but some in the organization believe Shador might give them a better chance to win in a spark right now.
All right, Jeremy, we got a boogie, buddy, but we will react
to
that, okay?
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you to Brad Stainbrook for that. Hopefully we didn't blow up your Substack there, buddy. But, but... If only Anthony Lima hadn't made a whole mission this entire week to say no one wants to hear Shador or nobody wants to see Shador play, only for G. Bush and Stainbrook to have their own kind of thing out there.
Yeah, people are having these conversations. The odd part to me, or the thing I find interesting, is that they do find a way to make some of the players that in the past have been vocal in other spots be not as vocal here. Jerry Jeudy's Exhibit A in this. Jerry Jeudy in Denver spoke often about the quarterback situation and everything.
He's been clipped here.
And he just doesn't really speak that way here. And I find that part to be the most interesting.
216-474-0092. Nelson, Jack, Larry, you guys stick there. I guess maybe this is the part. What of the Browns' failures, whether it's this year, the 6 years with Barry and Stefanski, what's the disconnect with you as a fan? We do have quick hits coming up in 5 minutes as well on 92.3 The Fan. As bad as the Deshaun and Baker stuff looks, it's that which then led to three wins last year, which is a whole new low for them. Previously, they'd stuck around 7 or 8 wins as their low, and then following it up with another year where you just have no chance. You've got things you can win with, but you can't because you don't know how to build a team. And then you combine that with what I do think is a general arrogance about how they run the organization and how they react to questions. And this isn't just Kevin and Andrew. This is the organizationally big picture and how they communicate their message and how they filter and how they treat the beat. Like, I watch all this stuff and I go, that's not how this should go. Like, you got a lot of people working really hard, and I don't think there's enough respect there either. I think it's those two things on top of any other thing you might have.
Yeah, the losses are a big one. For myself, for me, it's how they've handled this quarterback situation the entirety of this year. And I already said in the offseason I would have fired them both, so I can't come back around and then be like, oh, yeah, no, this was, no, like, no. If I already declared that in the offseason, I can't come back and be like, anything more has happened. But how they've done this quarterback situation while seemingly not having a plan at all is just mind-blowing to me.
But they got a plan.
They don't have a plan.
Because they told us they have a plan. They'd never lie to us.
They don't have a plan. They're magicians when it comes to getting people to believe that they are doing anything but trying to lose. And it's amazing to me the amount of people that this offseason fell for it.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Jack in Oberlin. Where are you with the Browns this season and whether you've given up your focus for the rest of the year?
I'm doing mock drafts, man. I'm back in the bad days.
This is like vintage 2016, where it's not even we're in like October 20th. We're putting out mock draft 1.0.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the thing for me especially with all of the analytics versus football guys discussion, I think all the analytics guys know how to do is tank. And I will, giving credit to when they started doing the analytics, they set the team up well. Sashi Brown set the team up well, but you needed a football guy in John Dorsey to actually have a half-decent draft.
Yeah.
We don't have that playoff win without the trades Sashi Brown made to get those picks, to get Chubb, to get Ward.
Yeah, if they had, this is the weird thing about it is actually.
Sorry, but think about what you're saying there for a second. Like, and this is why the Packers conversation was yesterday was important, is the idea that like basically the Packers have had more success than the Browns have had in the previous 10 years. They've had it in the previous 2 years, right? And they're complaining. They're talking about getting rid of Jordan Love, getting rid of Matt LaFleur, all these things, because there's a higher standard there. And there's something that you should aspire to be, and you should aspire to be more. Like, we shouldn't frame one playoff win over this stretch as even having the tiniest amount of success.
Yeah, especially when I think some of the reason why things have cratered off and on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I think it's a hangover from tanking. I think it's once you get, again, it's hard enough to win in the NFL. If you're trying to win, meaning you can try to win as much as you like, and you still end up losing. Once you like succumb to losing, especially when the owner is driving it and he is bought into it. Oh boy, does it take. I mean, hell, guys, we're almost 10 years removed from the beginning of tanking, and they still haven't eradicated. Loser mentality is the best thing I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
That feels really harsh. I'm not trying to call anybody a loser, but loser mentality that is just so damn prevalent.
And you can get out of it. You just need something. I feel like you need one of the two main spots to be incredibly special, right? Like the Lions lost for basically my whole lifetime. Then Dan Campbell happened. Something special, right? Yep. The Bills have, you know, they for the past 20 years have just been awful. And then what happened? Josh Allen. I think you need something special to just basically, I'm not going to say fall into your lap, but like in many ways in the NFL, you do need a quarterback, a head coach, something special to happen to the franchise.
Let's go ahead and get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry.
It's quick hits.
All right, let's go here. We've got a clash of 2018 first-round quarterbacks this weekend. Baker Mayfield and the Bucs travel to face Josh Allen and the Bills. Baker spoke about Allen yesterday.
I have to walkie-talkie to him because he's so damn tall, so I can't really have a place to get a conversation with him. You know, with Buffalo, it's cold, it's rainy. Even though he's 6'10", his hands are small, so he better wear his gloves.
Allen was then relayed those comments and responded.
That's crazy. Baker wears two gloves golfing, so he's that type of guy. I love the guy. He's awesome.
All right. Has Baker closed the gap on Josh Allen and Lamar as the GOATs of the 2018 quarterback class?
No, and sadly enough, the past few weeks has almost brought Baker back down to earth in a way that I don't like talking about because I like Baker a ton. He's not looked good in recent weeks. There's a gap there. There's a sizable gap between them.
I think there's a gap, but I think the gap is much closer than what it was 3 years ago, certainly.
Well, I mean,
honestly, 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Starting off the season for the first 7 weeks and being in the MVP conversation was great. It was. That was really good. And doing it when he didn't have Godwin, when he didn't have Evans, when he was missing all sorts of different pieces. Also, tip of the cap to Baker. Like, he's elevated himself in a very, very nice way. The past few weeks has not been good. I'm going to need another rebound from Baker in order to really kind of shift this thing forward.
Oh, I'm thinking less even about this season and more about just what is Baker, what Baker's Bucks reign has kind of done.
Well, I think he's got to go deeper in the playoffs. That's for certain.
So like an NFC title game?
I would just start with winning a playoff game in Tampa Bay.
Hasn't he? Wasn't he in the second round?
No. He lost to Washington last year.
No, 2 years ago. 2 years ago he won and then lost in the second round.
You're right, because then he lost to the Lions in the second round,
yeah.
And that was the game. He actually had a really nice game that game.
And it didn't matter.
It didn't matter, because the Lions secondary was absolutely broke. Yeah. But even still, all right, so you got one playoff win. He had one playoff win here. I'm going to need him to start elevating that. I want like NFC title game appearances for Baker before we can start talking about really getting close to closing that gap. By the way, Josh Allen saying he wears two gloves in the golf course? That was the biggest insult of the whole entire clip.
What's the insult?
Two gloves?
I just started wearing one glove, so you're going to have to bring me in on this.
Is
it not manly?
Very much so.
Golf is such a manly sport.
You asked if it was manly. I don't know. Again, I don't know that we describe anything as manly or not manly, but it's definitely a lame thing to do. There's a couple square moves in the golf world.
The squarest sport on the planet.
Putting iron covers on your irons, one of them, wearing two gloves is like... It's just a big no-no across the sport. If I saw somebody wearing two gloves in my group, it'd be an instant. I would notice it instantly, and then I would just think that's just that's not great. That's not great from that guy. Omaha. Too many shots at golf. You know, LeBron tweeted about golf today, so golf's having a big come up lately.
Eh.
Eh?
I want to watch. Listen, if LeBron wants to play basketball, I'll watch that. LeBron wants to tweet about golf. I'm out.
I mean.
Hey, by the way, we're going to teach a giraffe to play golf. People over 6'6" should not play golf.
What kind of take is that?
Because it doesn't look, it looks weird. The same thing of like, the NBA isn't full of Spud Webb.
There are pros on the PGA Tour that are over 6'6".
How many of them are in the top 10?
Well, I mean, it's not a very tall sport in general, I'll grant you that. But there are pros that are over 6'6".
Yeah, there are pros at everything that don't meet the size requirements of a sport. So Dan Vogelbach has got like
Dylan,
a 10-year.
Dylan Gabriel doesn't Dylan meet the Gabriel, size yeah. requirements of the sport.
Mostly, quarterbacks have to be this tall to ride this ride.
So you're not,
Dylan.
You're not here for LeBron's golf era?
No, it's the I don't
he's,
care.
He's tweeting out at YouTube golfers. He's trying to get all sorts of different matches lined up. Bronny was doing matches with Grant Horvat. Like, this is a... I think you're underselling the golf YouTube space.
No. Yeah, that's fine. Don't care. I like to play golf, but people are like, I want to aggressively talk golf. I want to aggressively talk about anything else.
I hate to break it to you. There's a lot of people our age that they're obsessed with the sport. This is how this works. I'm one of them.
No. Be obsessed with it. Let's not talk about it. Let's not watch it on the TV. Just go be obsessed by playing it. That sounds fun.
LeBron's way more into that and way more into watching YouTube golf, apparently.
Like, I don't know if you've noticed, but every time somebody in really engages you in a golf conversation, especially like, these golfing YouTubers.
Well, Jax does that for me.
I walk right out of the room every time.
Oh, it's not for you.
Oh, no, I know.
The convo's not for you.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah.
But you have to understand, there are so few things that will make me walk out of a room. And golf YouTubers,
that was the trick the entire time? I just need to talk YouTube golf and you'll leave?
I really got this hitch in my swing. You got any tips? No, I don't.
This is like the dance party for Katie now. I just know what to get you to leave if I ever need you just to leave in any given moment.
Maybe I'll be stubborn next time. We'll see.
And you might enjoy the convo.
Mm,
Tariq Skubal, Paul Skeens, won Cy Young Awards last night. Skeens, this is coming off it was kind of polarizing. There was a report out there from NJ Advanced Media, Randy Miller, that had used an anonymous quote on the Pirates that said Skeens, he wants to play for the Yankees and is essentially done playing with the Pirates. Now, he had to refute that all last night, and Skeens was like, I want to win a World Series with the Pirates. I only want to win a World Series with the Pirates.
Sure.
So, yeah, you're not buying that, I assume.
No. No, guy who dates an influencer, sensational, they're a power couple. Ooh. You think they're like, ooh, we really love the cozy confines of Yinzertown.
I think she buy like Babe Ruth's condo in New York?
Yeah, she did.
She did, right?
Well, yeah. Remember, she was getting static from the people in the building because they're like, she's a YouTuber. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, they're all mad about it, as if like her money isn't good here, essentially. Yeah. But yeah, so she has like this big, nice place in New York.
Yeah,
they're setting it up. Skeens is going to end up being a Yankee.
Yeah, well, unless the Dodgers come in, and they maybe we go ahead and delay $50 million a year for the rest of time, right? Dodgers can do just about anything. Like, yeah, all right, we're going to pay you $50 million a year, and then your children will get $50 million a year once they reach 18 as well until they die. Like, that's basically what the Dodgers are going to do to get Skeens.
Stop them, baseball. They won't.
216-474-0092. LeBron with golf. It's really tedious, right? Can we just all agree? It's a lot. We don't need that. And support for Dylan Gabriel from the darndest places. Jeff Nelson, you guys stick there as well. More to come in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.